And then this Cleopatra trial that Jose Baselga presented at San Antonio and published right afterwards is a fascinating study, actually, where women who had not received prior therapy for metastatic HER2-positive disease were randomized to receive standard chemotherapy with docetaxel and trastuzumab with either pertuzumab or placebo.
This is a lot of patients, over 800 people.
Over 800 patients. And what's fascinating, actually, and I think it's going to be interesting when the drug is approved, is that only 10% of these patients had received adjuvant trastuzumab. So a lot of them were diagnosed in the metastatic setting or had little cancers and their country didn't allow them to get trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting. But the results were really striking, and actually the progression-free survival is 18 and a half months. That is the longest progression-free survival we've seen from not only any HER2-directed therapy, but from any chemotherapy regimen ever given for metastatic breast cancer. And then the survival's too early because there isn't enough events, but it's pretty striking. I mean, it's about a 50% difference in survival at this early standpoint.
There's something about looking at 69 people dying versus 96 people dying that kind of goes beyond a lot of the curves that we're used to seeing. Joyce, I think when you think back in terms of what Hope was saying in terms of how this works, that there are two monoclonal antibodies attacking this receptor on two different spots, you kind of wouldn't think, you know, you'd see. I was kind of surprised when I saw that presented in December. What were your thoughts, and to what extent do you think this is clinically meaningful to a patient?
I think it's hugely clinically meaningful. I think I agree completely with Hope. I think it'll be taken up immediately. Hopefully, we're hoping, we get a lot of patients in our practice that are hoping that there will be insurance coverage for later line therapy, you know, using it as it was used with the docetaxel and the trastuzumab and the pertuzumab, and because patients will have resistance to trastuzumab, and this may be an excellent agent to overcome the resistance. Of course, the real promise of it is going to be in the adjuvant setting, because with this kind of improvement in progression-free survival and very likely survival, although we have to wait and see, it's very likely that this is going to make another incremental benefit in the adjuvant setting.
And Lita, one of, if not the major trial now that's going to look at pertuzumab, basically kind of like what we just saw in metastatic disease, so chemo and trastuzumab by itself or with this pertuzumab, but now in the adjuvant setting. So we're going to be adding in a monoclonal antibody, but you would think there shouldn't be that much more toxicity.
Yeah, so I have not had the pleasure of participating in any of the pertuzumab trials, but it's my understanding that fatigue has been a big issue. And again, anytime you add a second targeted therapy or monoclonal antibody, the toxicities can be different. And so again, as oncology nurses, I think we're going to see more and more of these combinations of chemotherapy and targeted therapies or several targeted therapies together. So we're really going to have to learn about the different toxicities.